In the run-up to the big G4D Tour event in Spain next week, we got into a great email exchange with New Zealand G4D player Guy Harrison. Guy was looking forward hugely to representing his country in the G4D Tour Estrella Damm Andalusia Masters, and was only too happy to share his thoughts on what this will mean to him. Guy also talks us about how golf helped him with his neurological condition at an early age, his wanderlust for playing golf courses all over New Zealand, 218 so far, and how in golf, it's never possible to hit a perfect round. You just have to be the best that you can be. So we hope you enjoy this short read on Guy Harrison. Guy Harrison tells us, "When I was a little boy, the doctors told my family that I wouldn't be able to walk, run, bike or swim and would spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair." Guy Harrison, 23, from New Zealand, is soon arriving in Europe to play on the G4D Tour in Spain, with some confidence after working hard on his game and competing to a high standard of his 8.3 golf handicap, propelling himself up the net world ranking for golfers with disability in recent times. After a difficult start in life, the love of his family kept him going, while swimming, golf and running have been the sports that helped to boost Guy's physical development, strength and balance as he grew up. Guy says today, "Golf is my true love. Getting out on the course with mates, seeing new places. It was a massive benefit to start golf at a young age so I can enjoy progress in the game." Guy explains further, "At 3 years old, everything was going great until I had a massive seizure and I died. The doctors were able to bring me back, but the time I was dead, it left me with brain damage and cerebral palsy. Nobody knows how and why this all happened to me, but with the support of my parents, we proved the doctors wrong and kept me out of the wheelchair, using golf and swimming a lot to help me. I started my golf at 5 years old, going out a couple of times a week with my dad at a local 9-hole public golf course, and it just went from there." Guy is from Napier on the eastern coast of New Zealand's North Island, now playing his golf at Napier Golf Club. From an early age, he started to experience steady improvement in his game, representing his school team and playing in national junior events, always backed by parents Keith and Vicky, who are both local high school teachers. Guy enjoys all his sport with his family, including his younger sister Nina, while ticking off golf courses, many with his dad, having now played 218 courses in New Zealand so far. Guy tells us, "Growing up, golf helped me a lot. Being different from my peers was hard, but I was lucky enough to make some great friends and memories along the way. Through golf, I felt normal and was treated no differently than the other golfers, which was great. As many families out there know, it is not easy having a disability or supporting someone who has one. There are many barriers which surface every day, especially coming through school, but golf has been important for me to help with my mental outlook." Guy discovered G4D, Golf for the Disabled, and played in his first G4D event in 2019, when he saw a promotional poster at a local golf club. Since then, he has played 15 G4D events around New Zealand, run by Golf New Zealand and Disability Golf NZ. Describing his abiding love for the game, Guy says, "When you play well, it is a hard feeling to explain. You kind of get into the zone and have that massive feeling of happiness which stays with you when you leave the course to continue on with the rest of your day. This positive power of sport to enhance people's lives is clearly a key learning for Guy, who in 2023 completed his degree in Sport and Exercise Science at the Eastern Institute of Technology in Napier." Guy thanks all his golf mates and supporters and coaches, such as Dave Lawrence, head of juniors at nearby Hawke's Bay Golf Club, who Guy has helped in the past give some sessions to the youngsters, and his sponsor in recent years, Rachel Knight, for helping him to be the golfer he is and ready for the G4D Tour opportunity in Spain. On this opportunity, Guy says, "I'm really looking forward to this, making new connections and just playing some golf in a new country. It is going to be a great few days, I'm sure. The coolest thing is that my caddy for the event is my dad, who is the person who helped me get into golf. Growing up, he was the person I really wanted to beat, and I've had the chance to go on many roadies with him, travelling around New Zealand playing golf. Who knows how I will play, but it would be great to have him on the bag, and I just couldn't ask for a better caddy. The G4D Tour Andalusia Masters is another step in Guy's dream to play at the highest level possible and experience the world's great courses to add to his list. Importantly, golf looks set to form a special part in his own future to keep him focused, while he wants to use what he is learning to inspire other young people with cerebral palsy and other disabilities to build up their confidence through golf and look to reach their own potential. He explains further, "Growing up with cerebral palsy wasn't easy, and I battled in school with dyslexia. It was all a slow process. My disorder has a major effect with my movement being jerky and with a low level of balance. This is slowly getting worse, but I'm trying to achieve everything I can at the moment." For me, golf is a game where you are never going to play perfectly, but you strive to be the best you can be, giving back to the youth and future generations to help to take away their personal barriers is massively important for me. While being involved in this sport has taught me many great attributes to improve my personal life and my mental outlook on life as a whole. For someone who has played on so many courses in his home country, arriving to play at the renowned Real Club de Golf Sotogrande in Spain will be a wonderful experience, I'm sure. There, he will be one of a field of 10 G4D players who have qualified for the G4D Tour through their consistency in ranking net events. This intelligent and personable young guy from Napier is sure to fit right in a field of great players that includes José Bagnarelli, Riccardo Bianciardi and David Fassi of Italy, Alexia Giraud and Mathieu Lebon of France, Mette Havnas from Norway, Mette being the first golfer with a visual impairment to play at this level, then Robin Rambo Singh of South Africa, Stephen Alderson of Australia and Joshua Ricardo of Argentina. It's quite a group. Every player present will bring their own story about why golf can be such a great game to boost health and well-being. This young Kiwi from Napier is busy adding another layer to golf's story, which is all about, as Guy says, never playing perfectly but striving to be the best you can be. He is also adding another course, Sotogrande, a special one in number 219 to his portfolio. And after proving the medical professionals entirely wrong from when he was younger to his progress today, completing a degree in sport and exercise science as he looks to the future, this is clearly a young man who can not only play the game to a high standard, but he can offer the game a great deal too. This is a guy worth talking to, and while golf has been good for him, he is already giving back. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.